Hi, my name is Elena. I'm a fifth grade student at Winchester Thurston, and I interviewed Mukhtar Shahata. It was really fun. When I came in, I was like, this is going to be kind of awkward. And it just like kind of felt awkward because I was like, I've never met someone from Egypt. So it was like very interesting and awkward at the same time. I didn't know how he was going to react to things. And it was like really fun. And when I asked the questions, he seemed really nice and calm. And it was really fun, honestly. So, yeah. So he was born in Egypt. And when he was little, his father died. And, well, he said he was going on a trip. He never came back with the book that he said. He said to Mukhtar, I will bring back a book for you. A couple years later, he didn't come back. So then when he was like little, he found out that his dad died where he went on a trip. And he saw his father in a dream. And then he went to Brazil. And he met a woman there, his wife, and he wanted to stay with her, but then he had to go back to Egypt. But he was like, I really want to marry her, so like he went back. And I don't really think he didn't really talk about that. He more talked about like his experience of like meeting people and going to different like places in Europe, which was really cool. And he speaks four languages, which it's really cool. And he has a friend that speaks seven languages, which is really, like, fun to know about. And I didn't know, but I thought he was just going to be, like, someone, like, some person from Egypt. But turns out he makes books for kids and adults. And he's writing this book. And he said to us that if we got his email, we would say, hi, my name's, and then he said we could remind him to give us the 100-page book to read about it. And he said he would love, like, some feedback, kind of, which I'm really excited to. It was really fun because, like, it just felt good to learn about something that you would think that you wouldn't be very interested in. And it just felt kind of fun. Like, I don't know how to explain it, but really, like, fun and interesting to learn all about Egypt and the history, kind of, and, like, kind of the feeling on how some people feel about some of the structures there. And it was very fascinating that he's a writer and he writes about what he sees in his dreams, kind of. And it just, to me, it kind of gave me ideas of what to do right now, thinking of what I could do. And he's very inspiring. And it was really fun just talking to him, seeing how he felt, asking him questions. Honestly, I think if there were some things that I would, like, give advice, I would probably give advice, like, to have follow-up questions and be ready just in case someone, well, if your interviewee, like, answers your questions without even asking them. Like as the story goes on and, like, the person answers the question, you could just, like, make sure you have, like, kind of follow-ups for the next question so that you can keep going. And it was really fun. So, yeah. Thank you.